Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord, as we grow in the Lord, we renew our minds day by day. Over time, from glory to glory, we grow, we learn, we change. Now the last broadcast we talked about how the Word of God helps us to become more durable in every way. And a renewed mind is more peculiar. It causes us to seem more peculiar to people because our pattern of life changes from glory to glory. Remember, the Word of God is opposite to the world, and you have great joy in helping others and being a blessing to others according to the wisdom of God, not just the wisdom of man. Desiring to, you know, whenever Jesus speaks to us, when we study the Word of God, that's Jesus speaking to us. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to us in current time. Now, in his day, everything he said, it was better, it was more light, but it was always weird to the world. It was peculiar. Everybody that loved pride, they hated him. They hated what he said because it was better. They could see the wisdom in it, but it's a peculiar way. It's not what people are used to. Now, I embrace the life of God. I love the life of God. I love God from the heart. I love him. I love what he's done for us. He thinks of everything. And when he gives us something, he always gives us his very best. And he helps us to understand things on greater levels. And he makes beautiful things for us. This is a beautiful planet. It's well thought out, well organized. It responds to us. If man will walk in the ways of God and grow from glory to glory, the planet will too. Even the animals will get along better. If man got along good, the rest would follow order. Now, when men murder men, the deserts grow. When men walk in love and spread the gospel, it rains more. The blessings of God come. The disasters don't happen as often. But the disasters are tied to the sins of mankind. If man has dominion over the earth will always respond to what man is doing. Now, imagine for a moment. See, the clues are here in the Word of God. If you study Isaiah chapter 11, it ends up talking about how the lion and the lamb will play together. And the lion won't eat the lamb. A child will play on the hole of an adder. They'll play with snakes and not get hurt because the earth will be full of the wisdom and knowledge of God. It will be full of the love and counsel of the Holy Spirit. And there'll be no sin in it. So the reptiles won't bite anymore. The predators won't eat up things anymore. Everything will eat fruits and vegetables like it was supposed to be in the beginning. Everything will be right and balanced. It'll be according to God's perfect will, which Satan has hid with his illusion of sin. Sin is just a lying alternative. It's different. It looks good. It seems all right. But when you start playing with it, it starts a death process in you. Now, people are going to die. Death is already working because mankind's sin, and we bear fruit after our kind. Your sin nature is not your fault. It's not anybody. It's what Adam did. We have a sin nature, and Jesus came to rectify that problem. Now, and he did so. Now, we have to go back and learn God's ways and grow from glory to glory. Which, if we do, we will live better. We will live according to God's perfect will. This world can't represent God. The lies of Satan can never represent who God is. Only the Holy Spirit and the Word of God represents the true nature of God. But when men start obeying Him and doing His Word, living according to His Word, they grow from the healing process continues to grow. They grow from glory to glory, and they prosper in life, not just in money, but in life. They become healthy in their thought process, in their logic, in their advice. Now, as your mind is being renewed from glory to glory, your thoughts are more peculiar, sometimes even to yourself and also others. And we grow from glory to glory. We see things in a greater way. We do better. And we become more prosperous in every way, not just in money. The world loves power. A lot of people took the faith message and they gravitated toward fulfilling their desires of more money, things that more money could do. But Jesus didn't say do it that way. He said seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these things will be added unto you. But people, always take things the wrong way. The Lord gave mankind manna. He gave His people manna when they left in Egypt. They went in a desert. There was no food, and He had to feed them. So He caused it to rain manna every morning. They had new manna on the ground, and they could get it and cook it, and they could make bread out of it. And it was good and delicious. And they ate it, and every nutrient was in it, because it came from God. And He said, now don't only take what you're going to eat, and take enough for one day. But on the Sabbath day, take twice as much. Easy instructions. But some of the people got more than they could eat, and they bred worms and stank. Why can't men just obey God? You'll learn a lot more. There's a principle in that. There is a principle in that. Now, look at something this way. Let's say you prosper financially, and you desire more and more and more, and you're able to get it. If you stop looking at God and start looking at your finances and what you can do, your money, it can become an idol real quick, because you're focused on it. You can become defensive about it. You can lose friendships over it. You can be afraid that people are after it when they're not. But if you fear it, the fear is going to make it look real, and it will torment. Fear always torments people. And see, if people would trust the Lord, they'll do better. If there was no sin nature, it probably wouldn't matter how much you had. But the purpose of it is to keep your focus on the Lord. If you prosper, fine. All right, use it to do God's will. Keep looking at the Lord. Keep going forward. That's a mature mind. That's the mind of Christ. If you don't have enough, pray for what you need. Pray for what you want. But keep looking at God. It's important to receive the principles that God have given us. And the more we receive His Word, the more it thrives in our lives. And it has to be our will. Now, the world system runs different. It's trying to hijack your will, take control of your will. God will not do that. Your will belongs to you, because God wants people that serve Him in spirit and in truth. The whole kingdom of God is a volunteer army. Anybody that want to leave, they can leave if that's what they want to do. Some angels did leave. Now, I'm not going to go to heaven and choose to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I'm not going. I love God. I'm not trying to do God's will so I don't go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. It's not in my interest to go to hell. I'm not afraid of hell because Jesus redeemed me. I've been redeemed. I want to be redeemed. I desire redemption. But beyond that, I want all the ways of God operating in my life. I want to understand things properly. I want to do specifically what He say. I want everything that He has for me. And I want the understanding His way. His will, not my will. I came out of sin. He came from heaven. He came from glory. He is the love of God. And I want His love in me. I want to operate. I want to know that I did everybody right. I want to know that I did everybody, treated everybody correctly. And I want people to know that I love them. And I want them to understand that God loves us all. I want my life to radiate those facts. Now, as we grow from glory to glory, you're going to receive more, you're going to do the Word of God in greater ways, and you're going to see things in greater ways. And you'll be even more peculiar. But you're going to find out that you have more abilities over time. And it's going to be easier for you, yes, you, to do the ways of God. It's going to be easier for you to choose God's wisdom of your own free will. Now, preachers like to coerce people, but God doesn't do that. He show you what to do. You got to have faith in His words and do it. Men will use fear tactics. God never uses fear tactics. Now, when He tell people they're going to hell, He's telling the truth. And you have to mix faith with the dangerous things of God's word, just like you do the blessings of God's word, because it's real. Some people have said, well, there's no hell. And God said there's a hell. Why, they call Him a liar? Yes, they are. If God says there's a hell, you got to believe it in your heart that there's a hell, just like you believe there's a hell. You haven't seen it. Unless God showed it to you, you haven't seen it. I've seen both. I've seen glimpses of heaven, and I've been to hell. It's real. The Lord let me go one night. He can do that. He takes people to heaven. Some people have seen the throne of God. Some people have seen heaven. So, it becomes obvious that God is with us. And we grow from glory to glory. We see things in a greater way. We do better and better and better. And I thank God for all of that. The mind, as we renew it, every time you grow from glory to glory, it has its own challenge with it. You're more peculiar than you were, but as you're in faith, you see things greater and you see things in a better way. And it makes you want to do more for God. And you can see bigger because multiplication is in all of the Word of God. And I thank the Lord for it. Multiplication is in His Word. And as you go forward doing all He's given us to do, you're going to see things in a much greater way. And people will, they notice it. Now your life is readable. People see you and they get used to seeing a blessing. We're blessed in Him. And guess what happens? They're reading the Word. Your life is telling them a story. A good one. And I love it. The Lord has so much to say. Lovely things, wonderful things. You're gonna love everything you learn from the Lord. But you have to believe the dangerous thing. God is dangerous Himself. He's not just a savior. He's got a sword too. He fights evil. And He wants you to know Him. He wants you to never fear evil. He wants you to believe Him. Take Him at His word. He wants to be mighty in your life and help you do greater things. That's the Lord I know. Nothing's too hard for Him. He's good. He's wonderful. He has so many wonderful things to say and share. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And if you sin, he will convict you of it. He'll show you that it's wrong. And he'll, and when you ask him, he'll show you how to live in victory. And how to kill the things of old and all of Satan's influence. You can kill Satan's influence. But if you don't do anything about it, it'll work against your life. Not God's will. Now, as you grow from glory to glory, seeing the things of God and seeing him unfold his will in your life, it helps you go forward. And you enjoy the things of God. You embrace his wisdom and his love. There are so many wonderful things that I want to do for the Lord. But the things that he brings to you, there's so much life in it. And when he anoints you to do something, that's even more peculiar, not only to your mind, but everybody that behold you. With the anointing of God, you can do much greater things. You can do great things for God, and it may not look like it. But in heaven, everything is known for what it is. There are no secrets. It's a blessing. The Lord can give you a mighty work to do. Nobody may believe in it. But when you do it in faith and you believe in it, the Lord is working. You've given your little boy's lunch to the hand of Jesus, and he's going to bless it and multiply it. He can multiply your whole life. And he can guide you to do things. He knows how people think. He can help you help your children. He can give you the perfect words to say so that they can be strong in faith like you. We bear fruit after our kind. So never fear the dangerous things in the world. The evil of the world. Never fear evil. It has torment. But only enjoy and embrace the resurrection power of the Lord. The glorious joy of the Lord. You grow in glory as you obey him. And you have peace, which is fellowship with God. Enjoy it. Take time and learn what he has to say. And you'll notice something more peculiar. Your problems will grow smaller, even microscopic, as you look unto the Lord your God, receiving his light. The whole course of your way will elevate and be blessed. And you will grow from glory to glory and not diminish. 2 Peter chapter 1 teaches us how to grow from glory to glory and never, ever fall. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.